If you're just tuning in, this is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and we're spending today talking about a podcast called Just Because It's Normal Doesn't Make It Right that was recently submitted to the NPR Student Podcast Challenge in one honorable mention. It's produced by Ixchana Kwan here in Juneau of the Central Council Tlingit and Haida. It's a youth group. On the phone, on the Zoom with us right now is Will Cronick, Jalen Martin, Colleen James, Lyle James, and Shelley Delaney of KTOO. Jalen, thinking about this conversation that we're having right now, thinking about the incident on the bus, thinking about talking about racism, thinking about everything that Heat Leish just said and Colleen just said, what comes to mind? What would you like to share with our listeners right now?
I mean, really to share with the listeners is that, I mean, it's never, I mean, it really sucks that this is what's going on, that it really has gone as far as, like, people losing their lives and getting hurt for no reason. Really, I mean, I think really you should just speak up. I mean, saying your opinion about however you're feeling, because everyone feels differently about what's been going on, and like, just to speak up, speak your mind, and respect other people's opinions too, really. I mean, I think that's something that most people kind of struggle with, I guess, is that, you know, like, you have your own opinion, that's your own personal beliefs, and I think people kind of struggle with the idea that there's other people who have their own opinions too. Personally, thinking off of that, I really try my best to respect other people's opinions, even if I personally do not agree with those statements. You know, it could be anything, really. But I think personally, like, speaking up and just being like, well, okay, you know, I don't agree with that, but I get it, you know, just being the better person about it. And even if you choose to go and, like, go do protests and stuff, doing, like, a protest or going to one or just being there and supporting or, you know, saying your own thoughts on to anyone, I mean, really, you're choosing to be there because you want to be there to support, or you want to be there because you agree with that, or, you know, or you disagree, or, you know, it really, really means anything and everything. So I guess for the listeners, it's just to really just be yourself and speak your mind. So,
Jalen, do you have an experience like the experience that Shay experienced on the bus? Do you have a story like that that you'd like to share with our listeners? And any answer is okay. You don't have to if you don't feel safe or don't feel comfortable.
So I personally, I guess I've been lucky enough that I haven't had, like, incidences such as Shayla's. I mean, hers was very serious. I mean, like, it was really rude of that the guy to be saying, like, such things about her. I mean, she's a great person, and yeah, but going up, like, just what I just said, I personally have not had any of those issues. And I mean, I've had incidences that have come really close to that. I've had people, like, guess what my heritage is. There was this one guy, this was couple years back now, but there was this one guy, and we didn't really like each other at the time, and you know, because in spite of him not liking me, it was just weird because he kept guessing. It was like an everyday thing. It was like, oh, are you like this culture, are you this race, are you like, what are you, basically. And I was very upset over that. And I was only in sixth grade at the time. It was very upsetting because I think that was as close as it got for me, where it got personal. But I went to like a teacher, and I was like, this is what this kid has been saying to me, and it's like not nice. It's not anywhere, like it's not like respectful in any sort of way. And you know, of course, we talked it out and stuff, and like now that person that was saying those things to me, we actually became friends because I decided to be the better person about it. And instead of making an enemy, I decided to make that person my friend because, you know, in spite of what he didn't like about me back then, it was like, you know, things change. And I think I decided to become the better person about it because the past is the past and I would eventually have to move on. But I did deal with it. And I think what I thought was the best way. And like now me and that person have like mutual respect for each other. So I think that's my little tale.
Thank you for sharing, Jaylen. What does that bring to mind for you, Colleen? And what would you like to share with Jaylen?
Well, so I appreciate, I just appreciate that our young leaders are processing their experiences and are empowered to share their truths, not only with each other, but with adults, especially in these times. There's a lot of processing happening for all of us. And and I really appreciate that what Jaylen is talking about is not only leading with love, but again, she's listening with love. She's got her eye on the outcome of befriending this person who she didn't see eye to eye with, and I really appreciate that leading by example. And and then the other thing I wanted to talk about really quick before I forget is the name of this podcast. Just because it's normal doesn't make it right. I wanted to give credit to UPIC educator Agatha John Shields, and she's out of Anchorage. And so just wanted to come back to that because at the moment when we were listening to all of you, Jaylen, and a room full of young leaders all sharing experiences with each other, Agatha's name left my mind, but I just wanted to come back and make sure that anybody listening, just because it's normal doesn't make it right, I heard that at a conference, a social justice conference that was hosted by First Alaskans in Anchorage, and happened to hear Agatha's words, just because it's normal doesn't make it right. And I can't even tell you how empowering that comment to a room full of people who are on the front lines lifting our communities, to hear that comment, just because it's normal doesn't make it right. And sharing that with our young people and hearing the courage, I love it. And the other thing I want to remember or remind, you know, all of us is that our students, they're never alone. They might be alone in that moment, but they know they are supported and loved by a family, by a community. We have wonderful mentors here like Will Chronic, who they can trust and turn to. They have access to uncles and aunties like Lyle and myself, and like you, Scott and Shelly. And we just keep encouraging our young people to keep talking to each other and keep talking to us. Let us help you process some of these big issues. And just to remind everybody that, you know, these are awkward times. Learning how to talk about racism is not easy, but we have to. everybody is responsible for this conversation and everybody is responsible for the outcome, the action. We're all in this together. And I just appreciate it. And hearing our young people reminds us, this is why we're doing it. This is why, you know, our Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisters stood up for our rights. They did it for us. They did it for our future. And, you know, I just can't say thank you enough to our young people here and their courage. So, goodness sheesh.
Goodness sheesh. Well, everybody, I can't believe it, but it's 3:55 or 5 minutes till the top of the hour. So we have about 4 minutes left here of time. How about an action step, if you can? Quickly, what is each one of our listeners can do to help fight racism in Juneau? What's one thing? Jaylin, do you have something that you can share? Looks like you're muted. Okay.
Yep. I think to help fight racism in Juneau is really just to be kind. I mean, if you don't have anything nice to say, then just don't say it. Respect other people's thoughts and respect their thoughts and, you know, and just be nice to other people. So.
All right. Yes.
Jeez, Jaylin. Colleen said I'm going next, so. Aw. I thought of three things to fight racism in Juneau, so sorry I'm breaking the rule. I think one is really listen and be there for your friends. I think one of the hardest things about for people who are dealing with this is that you can often feel like it's not happening or that you're being gaslit, and so being there to help someone process. The second is showing up. So when there are demonstrations and marches, I think it's really amazing. And Jaylin, I'm going to brag on you for just a second. Asked me about going to the vigil in Juneau to interview people about why they were there and what they were doing. And I thought that was a really powerful statement of solidarity, sort of amplifying the voices of people who are doing this work. And I think the third one is vote. I think it can feel overwhelming, but, you know, we have some pretty amazing people in local office and in the state legislature, but it takes those votes to get those people there. And so I think it's really important that we do that. Gunashish, I hope that I didn't go over my time limit.
Gunashish. Heatly ish.
Not being afraid to speak out with respect and listen with respect. Yeah.
And then we also have some really cool people here in town who are ready to receive our teens to talk about these tough issues. We have Hatuch Satish. They're meeting on Tuesdays. You can find more information on Facebook. If you have any questions, you could reach out to Scott or Will or myself. Clinkett and Haida has the Navigator program. Please reach out to them. Zach Gordon has a fantastic program. They are all ready to support our young people to talk about these hard issues that are happening. If you're looking for ways to get involved, you know, I'm watching this beautiful movement online of our white allies who are reaching out to each other to start reading anti-racist actions that they can do. And they're talking it out with each other, which I so appreciate and respect. If you want more information about that, Hatuch Satish is online, and I can send information to Scott to post on KTO's website. There's also the Black Awareness Association. We just appreciate everybody who is coming together. Clinkett and Haida Central Council, they're starting to host these wonderful discussions online. So, okay, thank you.
Send all of those links to me, please, Colleen. I'll put them in today's post. And listeners, if you'd like to re-listen to that podcast, they will be in today's post as well. KTOO.org/JunoAfternoon. It's on Facebook as well. All right, 20 seconds left, everybody. Gunashish, thank you so much. I I can't thank you enough. Stay well. Keep up the good fight. Keep communicating. Thank you all so much.
Eat the cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese.